The Gospel according to John in the 6th chapter, verses 52 through verse 69. Jesus speaking with a number of people, including the disciples. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever." He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. On hearing it, many of the disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. We want all who hear to know what we believe here at Daleville Christian Church, and so we use in the worship service a statement of our faith as stated in the Scriptures, this one from 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse. "Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of our religion. God was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory." Here at Daleville Christian Church, we want you connected. We want you connected to Jesus Christ. And I want to add quickly that includes being connected to Jesus' church. And simply having that Jesus connection is not the same as being connected. Having a phone that has a connection and using the phone are two different things. We all have a Jesus connection because of Jesus' atoning death and resurrection. But in using that connection to Jesus, life is way better. Life is way better with a Jesus connection. Jesus called that connection with the believers the Holy Spirit. But again, having it and using it, or I should say, being used by the Holy Spirit and having it are two very different things. And today's message will make absolutely no sense unless you have begun to have your life remade by Jesus Christ. Unless you have seen transformation take place in your life or someone else's life, today's message just won't fit. You won't get it. In the book of Acts, the angel of the Lord encourages the apostles, releasing them from prison, declaring that they go back out and do the same thing that got them put in prison. And they go. The angel declaring to them, "Go and declare to the people this new life." If you don't get that, if you don't understand that, this may be a long 20 minutes in God's word. The book of Acts shows over and over healings, the power of the Holy Spirit, transformations, not political power, not financial power. At one point, the apostle says to a beggar, I don't have money for you. I don't have money to give to you. But in the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk. And the begging cripple jumped to his feet and jumped for joy, praising God. He was transformed in and by the name of Jesus. And you might agree that that is way better than financial power. Life is way better with Jesus than anything money can buy. You see, proclaiming this transformed life won't mean much to you if you've not seen someone transformed. I may not be the best example of transformation because you don't know where I'm from. I mean, some of you know I'm from Rushville, Indiana, and that's certainly a strike against anyone. For example, I know a guy I graduated with recently went to the eye doctor to buy an iPad. He had a friend in town who went to the library to check out the Facebook. He wanted to read about what everyone was talking about. This one's extra sad. In grade school, my neighbor said he was illegitimate because he couldn't read. I'm just saying I've come a long way. The Lord rescued me from that. So you've been blessed by the transformation that has already taken place in me. Now, you've had to suffer through some of my transformation here in Daleville, but you've weathered it well. But since you haven't seen how far I have come, I may not be the best example of transformation, but I have been transformed. How can you tell other people that your pastor is transformed? Well, don't tell people I'm from Rushville. That'll frighten them. Tell people I came out of Rushville, you know, that I escaped. Tell them I was rescued from Rushville. It was miraculous. God delivered me. God delivered me from Rushville. That's true. That's more accurate. Anyway, I know something about transformation. And if you know me, you know something about transformation. So Jesus' words to the disciples were, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name, Messiah Jesus, to all. So our job, as the angel directed the apostles, to declare this new life that we are living. Now the apostle Paul wrote, Romans chapter 10, faith comes by hearing. In verse 17 there. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So not only is it important that we declare this new life we live because we are told to do so, but it's important to declare this new life because people come to faith by hearing the word. The living word has come to you. Now, I know we have talked about this topic in Bible study, and we've talked about this topic in the elders. We read it in the scriptures. There are some people who are not going to understand what you are talking about when you talk about the Bible or talk about Jesus. There were people in Jesus' day who did not understand Jesus while Jesus was standing right there. Sometimes the disciples did not understand Jesus fully. Jesus even said, there are those who do not hear because they do not belong to God. I would just remind you that those people are not our concern. Oh, we care about them. We pray for them. But there are those folks who cannot hear what you say, and there are those who do not hear because they are not listening. Jesus himself said that. And there are those who cannot hear because there are those who harden their own hearts. Jesus even told a story about those who receive God's word. But it is as if thorns choke out the word of God. There are those who have shallow roots and do not continue to grow in the word. But again, I remind you, none of this is of concern to us. It's just the way it is. Our job is to do what Jesus told us to do, to carry the good news to everyone, to tell them of this new life. And hearing you, they might come to faith in Jesus. We just read the last couple of weeks here at Daleville Christian Church in the book of Acts. Some rejected what the apostles said. Some wanted to hear more about what the apostles said, and others became followers of Jesus Christ. So in today's word, there's a peculiar piece from John 6:60. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" And we'll talk about this passage and the rest of that scripture. Because John tells that these words were so difficult for some who heard them that they no longer followed Jesus. We who celebrate communion each week clearly understand one of Jesus' meanings in these words, that we celebrate communion and eat and drink, remembering Jesus' sacrifice. But there's another meaning, as is so often the case in John's gospel. It's not an either or. It either means this or it means that. In John's gospel, it's often both. It means both things. John intends both meanings for those who read him. But to eat and drink of Jesus is also to accept the way of Jesus. And the way of Jesus is the way of life because Jesus is the bread of life. The true and real life. The real life does not come when we listen to Jesus. Real life can only come when we live Jesus. You see, we can still find people today who say, well, Jesus was a great teacher. Jesus was a great teacher. But accepting that fact doesn't bring life. The new life comes only when we let Jesus live through us. Jesus will live in us when we take him in, eat, feed on Jesus. Jesus meant it when Jesus said we can't truly live on bread alone. Not bread alone, not even the four food groups, not the food pyramid. None of that will bring anyone new life. Only when the living word of Jesus lives in us, then and only then can we truly live. Only then can we be said to be truly living. Only with Jesus at work in us can we be said to be alive. And we'll live forever. That'll just go on and on, forever. You see, some who heard Jesus were willing to hear Jesus' words, but some were not ready to have Jesus live in them. To truly take the Jesus path, to accept the call of Jesus to follow him, not just to the next town, but to follow Jesus' very own footsteps. This, some of them, could not do. We might notice that this all happened in chapter 6 of John's gospel, and just because some could no longer follow Jesus, that didn't stop Jesus from continuing his mission. John's gospel goes on through chapter 21. The mission continued. But this report in chapter 6 finished with Peter's words. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." And as John's gospel tells us, Jesus has the living word. And this living word, the words of eternal life, have been entrusted to us. It's important to communicate the good news about Jesus Christ. The question is how? Is there a good way to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ? Is there a better way? Is there a more effective way? Most pastors wrestle with these questions on a weekly basis. It's called the sermon. How shall the pastor attempt to communicate God's word? Should there be a video included? Should there be a skit included? Should there be pencil and paper used? Should there be maps or illustrations? Should there be stories? Should the pastor wear a costume or use props? I only mention this because as I ask you to wrestle with communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ, I wrestle with this question every week. At Christmas time, congregations see an opportunity to share the message of Jesus. Some churches see a challenge in putting Christ back into Christmas or keeping Christ in Christmas. I read of one church that invited in December a certain number of the congregation to dress up like Jesus and show up in malls and coffee shops. Get it? They were attempting to put Christ back into Christmas. Put him back into the holiday. Were they successful? I don't know. How would you really know? But surely someone thought about Jesus when these people showed up. So should we have a dress up like Jesus Sunday and send you all back out? I know that my own son would be the more authentic version, but that's not where I got the idea. We want people to hear the word concerning Jesus. We want people to hear the word concerning forgiveness. We want people to hear the word concerning love. As Paul wrote, faith comes by hearing. Others will hear first through you. Now, I could stand up here and read the New Testament in Greek. Nothing wrong with that, right? It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God as it was written. Except for what? Well, you don't speak Greek. It's pointless for me to read you the Word of God in its original language. It needs interpretation. That's what you are to people around you. You are an interpreter of God's Word, not by holding your own Bible lessons. You're an interpreter to people around you by the way you live your new life, about the ways you communicate your new life. You're an interpreter of God's Word by the way you talk about your new life. We can tell people what Jesus has done for us. We can tell people how the Lord has led you. Why? Why would you do that? I'm assuming you want other people to have a better life, just as you have a better life. You want other people to have that Jesus connection because the benefits you have from your Jesus connection. If life is, as I keep insisting, life is way better with Jesus than without Jesus, then we have a mission to communicate that to others. That's what Jesus wants us to do. I suggest that you show people your new life. Isn't that what happens at restaurants? You see someone else's dinner and you're interested? Someone could have read you the menu. You might have read the menu, but that didn't perk your interest. But watch that dish walk down the aisle, and you're saying, well, let me see what that is. What's that? That looks good. It's the same with the gospel. Show it. Live it. Tell others how the Lord has grown you. How the Lord has grown you in the area of love. Jesus has given you a love for other people, even people from Rushville. You know, it isn't their fault. Tell others how the Lord has grown you in your prayer life, how you pray, even for your enemies. Life is way better with Jesus than life without Jesus. People think that I have to say that because I am the pastor. Well, it isn't true that I have to say it, but what is true is that Jesus rescued me. But people will believe you if you say that your life is better with Jesus than without Jesus. People expect me to be connected to Jesus, but when people hear that you are connected to Jesus, they take notice. Remember what Jesus said. Some folks you share with will not care. But friends, there are others who are really waiting to hear about a better life. What did I talk about in here a few weeks ago? Some of the unhappiest cities in America are in Indiana. People are unhappy. They want to hear about a better life. They want to hear about a new life. Now, when Daleville Christian Church does something for people in need, our Christmas baskets come to mind. We always include a reminder that the Christmas baskets are not on their doorstep because we're good people. Christmas baskets are on the doorstep because of Jesus Christ. This is the Christ of Christmas caring for you, caring for others, caring for people we may not even know. Certainly our craft ministry is a gift from people the recipients do not know, and we do not know who received those gifts, except they have often responded to the church with thanksgivings and cards and gifts. Jesus is praised. We've had people present for the healing services who were not a part of this congregation. No problem. Jesus is for them to be healed, to have a new life in Christ. Whether they are physically healed or not, they can have spiritual healing. They can make that Jesus connection. It's a way for them to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And it isn't limited. We're trying to communicate all the time. The Women's Fellowship have come up with another good idea for communicating the love that Jesus has for others. A part of the good news of salvation, of redemption, of new life. Here at Daleville Christian Church, we want you connected. We want you connected to Jesus Christ. And a part of that connection is being connected to Christ Church. Simply having the Jesus connection available is not the same as being connected. Having a phone that has a connection and using the phone are two different things. We all have a Jesus connection because of Jesus' atoning death and resurrection. But only in using a connection to Jesus, life is way better. Life is way better living a Jesus connection. Jesus called that connection with the believers the Holy Spirit. Having it and using it, or I should say, being used by it, are two different things. Have that Jesus connection. Live in you. Be used by the Holy Spirit. Live the new life that's available to you. To whom should we go? Jesus has the words of eternal life. And living a life that goes on better forever. Amen.